If you get a copy of the New York Times Sunday Magazine, the upcoming edition, you'll see a piece from sex advice columnist Dan Savage. Advice for married couples, either gay or straight. He's best known for his Things Get Better campaign. But in this particular case, he's talking about fidelity. And he says married couples should focus more on honesty than fidelity and monogamy in order to maintain happiness in their marriage. Joining us now, Kay Heimowitz, contributing editor of City Journal, author of Manning Up, How the Rise of Women Has Turned Men into Boys. Kay, thanks for joining us this morning. Did we lose Kay?
Hey, are you there?
Kay? Well, let's
talk about this. What is Savage's premise? What's his deal?
His premise is that it's not monogamy in marriage is not as important as honesty.
This is easy for him to say. Dan's a pretty active guy.
Meaning?
Well, Dan, you know, monogamy and Dan are, you know, that's an adventure that he's had. I'm just wondering if stability in marriage can be maintained if you don't have monogamy.
Right. He's not married, but he says he gives advice to so many people who have problems with infidelity, and he thinks that what's at the heart of it really is the lying that goes along with it. This is actually something we throw out to our listeners, and not surprisingly, a lot of people have strong opinions on this.
This is Carrie from Rockland. I definitely think that honesty is much more important than monogamy. And I know a lot of people in healthy, non-monogamous relationships that have an open and honest relationship. The reason that marriages break up is not because of non-monogamy. It's because of lying and cheating.
You can give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE or text them to 69866 with the word take. Kay, I think we have you back, right? Kay Heimowitz?
I'm here. Hello.
Contributing editor for City Journal. So Dan's point is not necessarily that infidelity is good. He doesn't support infidelity, but he's saying that really you can get past infidelity in ways that you can't get past lying. What's your response to that?
Well, I'm not so sure that's true. I mean, it's setting up honesty as the highest virtue rather than fidelity. And, you know, we have an awful lot of evidence that infidelity creates tremendous problems in relationships. It's not necessarily a death sentence. Many relationships seem to go on, but it's quite difficult. You know, what Savage, I think, leaves out is that though monogamy may be unnatural, it may be natural to have a wandering eye, but it's also natural to feel sexual jealousy.
Sexual jealousy. So what do you think is at the heart, if a marriage breaks up, and he's talking about, you've talked about the number of marriages that break up because of infidelity, what's really the problem there?
Well, again, it has to do with sexual jealousy. It seems to be something very ingrained in our natures. Think about all of the stories and art and literature that's been based on this theme. It's central to our experience. I'm thinking of, you know, from the Odyssey to Fatal Attraction. So, you know, this is something that seems to be deeply ingrained in us. I think you could have a very interesting conversation with evolutionary psychologists about why that is. But the point is, there it is. And I think that marriage, you know, whoever thought of making a marriage made it up, they were thinking in terms of solving several problems. And one of them was the problem of sexual jealousy. The other was the wandering eye, particularly of men.
That is Kay Heimowitz. She is a contributing editor for the City Journal, author of Manning Up, How the Rise of Women Has Turned Men into Boys. And we definitely want to get your response on that. What do you think? Is monogamy as important in marriage as honesty? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE.